This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday as he wrapped up a two-day high-stakes visit to Beijing aimed at easing soaring tensions between the two countries. The meeting at the Great Hall of the People had been expected and was seen as a key to the success of the trip, but neither side confirmed it would happen until a State Department official announced it just an hour beforehand. North Korea described its botched military satellite launch last month as the gravest failure at the ruling party's latest key meeting, State BDKCNA reported. More from Reuters' Gabe Singer.
The rocket plunged into the sea on May 31st due to engine failure, Pyongyang said at the time, in an unusually candid admission by the isolated state of a technical problem. State media said those in charge of the launch were, quote, heavily criticized at the weekend's meeting, and that they were ordered to further analyze the failure and prepare for another launch in the near future. The North also renewed its vow to build its nuclear capability and strengthen ties with other countries that oppose what it called the, quote, U.S. strategy for world supremacy.
Reuters' Gabe Singer. The U.N.'s rebuking Moscow for allegedly denying its aid workers access to Russian-occupied areas affected by the recent Kharkova Dam collapse in southern Ukraine.
Breach stranded residents as it flooded large areas, threatening power supplies and causing an environmental calamity as the war approaches 16 months. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine said in a statement late Sunday, the Russian government has declined the organization's request to access the areas under its control. Denise Brown urged the Russian authorities to act in accordance with their obligations under international humanitarian law. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli helicopter gunship struck targets Monday in the occupied West Bank as a gun battle raged in the city of Jenin between Israeli troops and militants, killing three Palestinians, including a five-year-old boy. The violence marked a rare use of Israeli air power in the territory. During the clashes, Palestinian militants detonated a roadside bomb next to an Israeli military vehicle. At least 29 Palestinians were wounded, six seriously, and Israeli media said a number of Israeli soldiers were hurt. Meanwhile, Israel is set to approve thousands of building permits in the West Bank despite U.S. pressure to halt settlement expansion, and Washington sees as an obstacle to peace with Palestinians. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Israel's nationalist religious government on Sunday laid out plans to approve thousands of building permits in the occupied West Bank. Most countries deem the settlements built on land captured by Israel in the 1967 Middle East War as illegal. Their presence is one of the fundamental issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The U.S. State Department said it was deeply troubled by the move and called on Israel to return to dialogue aimed at de-escalation. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents is still reverberating on Capitol Hill. The questions about how a potential trial could impact the 2024 presidential election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn takes a look at this.
Any Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to see the prosecution of Donald Trump as political, like his former Vice President Mike Pence on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's hard for me to believe the politics didn't play some role.
Some Republican lawmakers are threatening to take away funding from the Attorney General's office and the FBI as retribution for charging Trump. Republican presidential candidate, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, says he doubts the trial will be wrapped up by the election next fall, so voters will have to make their own decision.
I'm evaluating the seriousness of these charges, and I view them serious and disqualifying, actually, for commander-in-chief.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Americans across the United States are observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday with festivals, parades, and cookouts and other gatherings. On a long holiday weekend seen by many as a reason for a party, others are urging quiet reflection about the end of slavery and the treatment of black Americans throughout U.S. history. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.